Welcome to this episode. Today we are diving into human design and the inner authority. Now, the inner authority is how we should make decisions, and it is based on what energy centers are defined or colored in on your human design.
If you want to learn more about human design, I have a free interactive workbook at karadempsey.com/HD. This workbook will help you decode your human design so you can start tapping into how you're uniquely made and that power that's within you. By unlocking and using your human design chart, you're able to connect and understand and honor your soul while increasing harmony and success in your life. Once you know what powers your energetic circuitry, you will have the self-awareness tools to engage in your highest perspective. Human design supports, empowers, and aligns your relationships, career, and home life. It's time for you to look within at how powerful you are and show up as your authentic self. Head to karadempsey.com/HD to get yours today.
The next few weeks, I'm going to be doing an episode on each inner authority. And at the end of the episode, there's going to be a mini meditation so that you can tap into your authority, understand it, and cultivate it to bring out the power that's within you. This episode is going to be about the heart authority. Even if you don't have a heart authority, I encourage you to stick around so that you can support who have the heart authority around you. We all have different inner authorities, and knowing that we're built differently is a powerful thing. You can take it for your home life, your work life, and just those relationships that are around you. And knowing that we can empower each other as we're uniquely designed, it cultivates a community with those people around us, knowing that we are all so different. So I hope you enjoy this series, and I will see you on the other side.
Welcome to Floatectivity, a place to inspire and empower beings to embrace self-love and self-development for an achievable balance of productivity. I share different ways to come back to your intuition through spirituality, self-care, human design, cycle planning, wellness, and everything in between. Thank you so much for joining me this week. If this is your first time, welcome. And if you've been here with me before, thank you so much for coming back. I'm so excited to join you in this journey as we learn together.
In this episode, we are talking about the heart or the ego authority. The heart or the ego is the authority of a manifester. It means the emotional, sacral, and spleen are undefined, and the heart is defined and connected to the throat. And what that means is you do what you want. Attuned to your heart's desires, which is the personal, subjective process. If your heart's not in it, the answer is clear. The heart authority is the most straightforward authority to have. It is a personal, subjective process that is dependent on an active connection between the heart and the throat via one or more active channels. The decision lines in your heart's desires as it's expressed as something like, I want it, so I'm going to make it happen. This authority can be the most direct by nature. The heart's authority is inviting, easy, informative, supportive, and empowering process that will inspire you to follow your heart's desires. If you do not have a heart authority, I find it really important for you to stay and listen so that you understand how other people operate around you. The heart is a very powerful tool that you have at your disposal. It is a personal process to check in with your heart to see if it is really what you want. The heart will never lead you astray. It knows what you need, even if your mind is clouded with distraction or fear. The next time you feel yourself stuck in a decision, close your eyes, tune into your heart space, listen to what your heart is saying, and trust the answer you receive is exactly what you need. You're the only one who can know what is best for you. So don't allow yourself to be swayed by someone else's opinion. Follow your heart and trust that you will always end up exactly where you're meant to be. The mind will always come up with all sorts of reasons why you should or shouldn't do something, but the heart will always give you a clear answer, a yes or a no. If your heart soars at the thought of something, it is an indication that it is something you are meant to do. The heart knows what will make you happy and will bring you to your fulfillment. The mind may try to talk you out of it, but if it feels right in your heart, you should go for it. Just be careful to commit your manifesting powers to those people and projects that accord with your heartfelt wishes. Otherwise, you will leave yourself exhausted trying to fill other people's wishes as if it were a duty. So when you're making the decision, be clear that a yes or a no comes to you clearly from your heart. Is it something that you want for the universal good, or is it clearly for a selfish pursuit? Follow your heart, and you will always be on the right path. Some recommendations I have for the heart authority is that you find a quiet space that you won't be disturbed. Ask yourself a question and see what your heart is trying to communicate. Ask yourself a question that the answer would be no to, and see what your heart is trying to communicate. The more you practice, the more you get acquainted with the feeling of a yes and a no in your heart. Try not to rationalize these feelings with your heart, but lean in and trust them as they come. Start a journal. Where your heart is drawing you towards, write down what your heart is telling you what to do and what the outcome was. The more you honor it, the more they will guide you. Thank you so much for being here. Save this episode for later because I have a mini meditation to help you attune to your heart's desires. Thanks for being here, and we'll chat soon.
Welcome to today's mini meditation for the heart response. Let's begin by sitting in a comfortable position. You can sit in a chair or on the floor, but take a few moments to get grounded where you're at. Take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. This meditation is to strengthen your connection with your authority, so that you know you can make the best decisions for your mind, body, and soul. Getting to know how your body operates is the best thing you can do to live a life of purpose and ease that supports you in making better decisions. So take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. We're going to start off by asking ourselves an undoubtedly yes question. You can start off by asking your name or something that you truly desire. Once we ask that question, listen to what your heart is telling you and trust the answer that comes through is exactly what you need. Your authority of the heart is so powerful, and know that your heart will never lead you astray. It knows what you need, even if your mind is clouded with distraction or fear. Now, I want you to ask yourself a no question, something you know the answer is no, and I want you to feel in your body where that no is coming from. Make note of these feelings of your heart and begin to strengthen this relationship with your body. It's important for you to listen to your heart's desires and not allow yourself to be swayed by someone else's opinion. Take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. You're meant to follow your heart and trust that you will always end up exactly where you're meant to be. Remember to be careful to not commit your manifesting powers to people and projects that don't listen to your heart's wishes. Your energy will be depleted trying to fill everyone else's wishes. So listen for this answer. So when you're making a decision, be clear that a yes or a no is coming from your heart. Is it something you want for the good of all or for a selfish pursuit? Remember to follow your heart and you will always be on the right path. Save this meditation for the next time you need to strengthen your relationship with your heart authority. Thanks for being here, and we'll chat soon.